This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, January 16th. God's word to you today is Destiny Matters, and this is part two. Our scripture reading is taken from Acts 17, verse 26, and it says, "From one man, he created all the nations throughout the earth. He decided beforehand when they should rise and fall, and he determined their boundaries." Romans 14, verse 7 says, "For we don't live for ourselves or die for ourselves." Our lives are intertwined. There are actually people whose destiny fulfillment is dependent on the choices that you make in life. The Lord gave me a deeper understanding of this truth himself. My wife and I were in a transition phase at some point in ministry. The decision I was faced with was, what do I do with my life? I had always wanted to do a PhD, and I was considering going ahead with it. I was in the US at the time. I can remember very clearly. I was not even praying or sleeping. I was just communing with God. Then someone's picture flashed in my face, and God said something like, "You want to do a PhD and abandon ministry. What will happen to this person?" Before I could think of a response, he showed me another face, and then another, and it became a sea of faces. We had been taught differently, but this was God telling me that if I made the wrong move, I was going to have blood on my hands. I told my wife I had to head back to Nigeria, and that was how God's Favorite House started. Are you not glad I came back? I had the privilege of God showing me all that, and so I can confidently tell you that there are people that are connected to you and people you are connected to. It is God's design. When we get to heaven, we probably will find out why he chose to do things this way. You are not an island. We will miss our destiny if we choose to follow our plan instead of God's calling. A lady shared her experience with me in which God was saying he wanted her to be in a certain profession, but if she decided not to follow his plan, he will still bless whatever she chooses to do. Her response was more like, "Do my own thing, and then what?" When we choose our plans ahead of him, we're asking for trouble. The fourth pointer to help you understand destiny better is, part of your destiny is to play your part in God's plan for history. God has a big grand plan, and we have a role to play. Before we showed up on the scene, other people had played their roles. After we have exited the scene, other people will come and play their roles. God's grand plan is, he is gathering a family from every tribe, every nation, and every tongue to spend eternity with him. Let us pray. Father, equip me by your Spirit to prepare my sphere of influence to spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.